That one's good.
You know what? I probably even know what that was even before you're going to tell us, but tell us and we'll listen to it again.
I was seeing the war.
Absolutely. That's exactly what I heard. Let's hear it again.
I was seeing the war. I was seeing the war. I was seeing the war.
That sounds like a sad person to me.
It does, doesn't it?
Yes.
It sounds like a ghost.
Yep. Yep.
It really does.
Almost like he's resigned his to the fact that it's over for him.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good one.
And you can tell that he's young, as probably most soldiers were back. That was the Civil War.
I mean, with that, I don't know. You get the feeling that he misses his family. He did his duty. He did what he had to do, and he kind of wishes that he didn't pass on.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of these now, it's voices like this, I believe, that Sarah, one of her, I guess, her major things was that if you record these and you get voices like this, it's your obligation to try and help these spirits move on.
Now, how do you do that?
There's a lot of controversy about that. Personally, we don't think you can unless the entity wants to. I think the only thing you can do is try and communicate with them the situation that they're in.
There's a number of mediums that we know in spiritualism, for instance, who just make it their business to try to communicate on a psychic level, but through mediumship with these entities and try to explain to them that they should and can just go on. It's cliche, but by telling them to look for the light and expect to find loved ones there, it seems to work.
Or it has worked at times.
When you are recording these, what's your accuracy rate or hit rate for the times you record? 10%, 50%, 80%, 100%?
What, how often do we get EVP?
Uh-huh.
Really, really often. I mean, I don't know. For instance, in Winchester House, to be honest with you, I just didn't expect to. You know, there's so many people going through there, but we actually got three different voices, and we got one gentleman who gave us his name, told us he was a housekeeper, and he was protecting the house.
Now,
so when we go out, we've never come home and not gotten EVP.
I'm glad you come home. I didn't know how you were going to quite end that sentence. They came and got you.
Yeah.
Your next episode, I have a feeling, Lisa, I know what this is because I think you alluded to it. Am I correct?
This is, yes.
Okay. Tell me a little bit leading up to it again.
All right. I had done a recording. This particular voice was very important to me because I had issues with this person. And unresolved guilt. And so for me, after recording for, at that point in time, probably 11 years, and EVPs being very interesting, etc., I had not experienced how an EVP can give a healing, can
mm-hmm.
help with grief.
Okay, let's listen to this. Here we go. Well, I picked up the last word, but tell us what that was.
And interestingly enough, most people can't pick up the last word
mm-hmm.
because the energy is falling off. But she said, "I miss you, Lisa."
And the A is garbled.
All right, here we go again. I picked up "miss you" that time.
Well, that's the most meaningful EVP. She has talked to us since then. That is the first EVP. And as I said, it was just an absolute shock because she didn't know we did this. And to be honest with you, she would have thought that we were going to go to hell for doing it.
Was that emotional for you to hear that?
Oh, extremely, extremely.
That's what I
hadn't taped an EVP that made me cry. I can't remember when, but yes, extremely, extremely. It's a situation where she had pneumonia. Antibiotics weren't working, and we decided with the doctors said, you know, take her off, take her down to hospice, take her off the antibiotics, and let her go. And, you know, you make a decision like that, and you think, okay, this is what you'd want. But then after you do something like that, you go, oh, my gosh, you know, did she think that I killed her? I mean, to be honest with you, I had a lot of guilt issues. So there was a very good reason for her to come through to me and let me know that it was okay.
All right, I'm going to play the next cut, and we'll come back. I'll have you describe what it was. But let's listen to that now. Okay, explain how we got that, and I think when we listen to it again after you've talked about it, a couple of those words are going to be easier for people to hear.
Yeah, that's a pretty tough one to hear as I'm listening to you play it. The voice is saying, death no more, a casket. This is a very important EVP for Sarah Estep. She's the person that recorded this. She grew up, her grandparents owned a funeral home, and she used to peer into caskets, and that's what she thought. You know, she did not believe in survival. She, when you died, you were dead. She later became a researcher, got interested in reincarnation, heard about EVP, started recording EVP, and this is the message they gave to her, death no more a casket. And it's, she calls it her most meaningful EVP because EVP proved to her that survival was a fact.
All right, let's listen to it again.
Death no more a casket.
Very easier to understand after you've explained it. Absolutely. I mean, it's. I mean, you hear it and you go, ah, why didn't I hear it the first time?
Well, this next one and the next few are almost as clear as speech, we feel.
Okay. Okay. Now, how did we get the next one?
Okay. The next one is interesting in that this is Carol Baron-Karajan recorded this. She's a member. She became friends with another member in the association. They used to exchange cassette recordings. This was before the internet and downloading WAV files. He crossed to the other side, and a couple of months after he made his transition, Carol was doing a controlled experiment. She used to do experiments in the afternoon, and her people or her guides came in and told her this man was going to try to get a hold of her that night. So she did another recording that night. And she recognized his voice, and this is the first thing that he said.
Here we go. Oh, ho, 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 ho. Here we go. One more time. That was pretty clear, but what did they say?
I'm alive.
Not bad for a dead guy, huh?
Not bad. And you know, he almost sounds like a barker at a carnival.
Well, she recognized his voice. Of course, she had the recording. She sent it to the wife and daughter, and they immediately verify that it was his voice.
I mean, he sounds chipper, happy.
He does.
And it's characteristic for him, too, his behavior.
Let's listen to him again.